News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, under the Ministry of Road and Transport and Highways, is recruiting for several positions on a deputation basis. The available positions under General Manager Legal, Deputy General Manager Legal, Manager Administration and Assistant Manager Administration. The number of posts vary with each position and the pay scale ranges from Level 8 to Level 13. The last date to submit applications online is 8-7-2024. For detailed eligibility and criteria of application procedures, interested candidates can visit the NHAI website, that is www.nhai.gov.in. The National Health Authority under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Delhi, invites applications from eligible candidates for the post of Deputy Director, Admin, on a short-term contract or deputation basis. Eligible and willing candidates whose service can be spared for the appointment should forward the applications through the proper channel. This General Central Service, non-ministerial post is classified under Level 11 in the pay matrix. For detailed job requirements, age limits and other qualifications outlined, you may go on to the website https://nha.gov.in. The Indian Navy invites applications from unmarried male and female candidates for enrollment as sailors under the sports quota entry. Candidates must exhibit proficiency in sports, which include basketball, boxing, cricket, athletics, gymnastics, handball, hockey, kabaddi, volleyball, weightlifting, fencing, sailing, shooting, and rowing, among others. Eligibility criteria include having represented the country, state, or being a medalist in national or international games. Specific sports proficiency certificates from authorized sports federations must accompany the application. Candidates selected as direct entry petty officers will be required to further improve their sports performance during a 3-year probationary period. Failure to meet the performance criteria will result in discharge. The final list will be prepared based on available vacancies in particular sports disciplines. Selected candidates must submit a verified police verification report from the concerned district police authorities. The format for the police verification form can be downloaded from the official website www.joinindiannavy.gov.in. During the training, a stipend of 14,000 rupees will be provided and post-training candidates will receive pay as per the pay level for petty officers. Promotion opportunities extended up to the rank of Master Chief Petty Officer and beyond. Sailors will be entitled to medical treatment, leave travel concessions, housing facilities, insurance cover and other privileges during the post-service. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police Force, ITBPF, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications from eligible Indian citizens for recruitment to various posts in 2024. The vacancies include position for Sub-Inspector Staff Nurse, Assistant Sub-Inspector Pharmacist and Head Constable Midwife on a temporary basis. There are 10 vacancies for Sub-Inspector Staff Nurse with a pay level 6 in the pay matrix, 35,400 to 1,12,400 rupees distributed across UR, SC, ST, OBC and EWS categories. There are 21 vacancies for Assistant Sub-Inspector Pharmacist with a pay scale of level 5 in the pay matrix. For Head Constable Midwife Female only, there are 14 vacancies in the pay level scale 4. Eligibility for Sub-Inspector Staff Nurse include an age limit of 21 to 30 years, 10 plus 2 pass, General Nursing and Midwifery, GNM, Diploma and Registration with the Central or State Nursing Council, with 3 years of nursing experience being desirable. Applications will be accepted online through the ITBP recruitment website, that is https://recruitment.itbpolis.nic.in from June 29, 2024 to July 28, 2024. For detailed information on eligibility, age relaxation, application procedure and recruitment tests, candidates are advised to visit the ITBP recruitment website and review the detailed advertisement carefully before applying. For further updates, candidates should regularly check the ITBP recruitment website. Indian Institute of Technology, Roorkee, has announced vacancies for non-teaching positions including registrar, junior superintendent and junior assistant. The advertisement number 1/2024 provides details on pay scale with the last date of for application submission yet to be specified. Interested candidates can find further information on institute's website, that is www.iitrpr.ac.in. The Employees Provident Fund Organization under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, is seeking applicants for the role of Executive Engineer Civil, Assistant Executive Engineer Civil Electrical and Junior Engineer Civil Electrical on deputation basis. The application process, eligibility criteria and general terms and conditions can be accessed through the EPFO website, that is www.epfindia.gov.in. The deadline for application submission is 45 days from the date of the advertisement in this publication. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Nagpur, AIIMS Nagpur, has released an advertisement inviting applications for the post of faculty, Group A, on direct recruitment basis in various departments. AIIMS Nagpur, established under PMSSY, aims to improve regional imbalances in healthcare services and enhance medical education standards. The institute has started functioning from 2018 to 2019 session and is committed to developing into a world-class medical education and research institute. Indian nationals and OCI card holders are eligible to apply for the following faculty positions on a regular basis: Associate Professor in General Surgery, Lecturer in Nursing, and Assistant Professor in Distractics and Gynecology, Radiotherapy and Radiodiagnosis. The eligibility criteria include a medical qualification included in the Indian Medical Council Act of 1956, a postgraduate qualification MD or MS or equivalent, and a specified number of years of teaching or research experience in the relevant field. The last date for submitting applications is 22nd July 2024. For more details, you can go on to their website https://aimsnagpur.edu.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.